This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. You've probably heard it's a lot easier to learn stuff when you're a little kid. That's true for languages. And according to some experts, it's also true for a hard work ethic. Dr. Jerry Weichman is an adolescent psychologist at the Hoag Neurosciences Institute in Newport Beach, California, and he's with us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with the premise here. Is a hard work ethic a learned behavior?
I absolutely do think that it is a learned behavior. Some people are the hard chargers. You see the kids in the front of the class that are, you know, keying in on the teachers, and they consistently keep that going through elementary, middle, and high school. Some don't, and I think those can be taught how to persevere and to have really good work ethic in life.
All right, well, how do you do that? I mean, does it matter when you start teaching your kid a hard work ethic?
Absolutely. I think it starts as early as, you know, they can understand the conversation. I think it's really important for parents not to give their kids everything that they want, to make them earn it, working to do chores for allowance and teaching them how to save for what they want. There's way too many parents out there that are just giving their kids everything, and that actually diminishes your work ethic if it's just given to you.
Do you want to start that kind of thing right at age one or two, or do you wait until the kid is 5 or 6 years old?
Well, for the allowance, you can wait until they're older. But I also think that, you know, another factor that goes into it for even the younger ones is to work before you play. You know, I work primarily with teens and preteens that are 11 to 18, and the majority of, you know, academic loss of drive comes from them procrastinating and trying to do what's enjoyable rather than what they need to do and then rewarding themselves afterwards. You can start that at an early age, and if you cultivate that, I mean, that's obviously what we all need as adults to be successful, is that delayed instant gratification.
Well, let's get specific here. When you talk about chores, what are you talking about? What should parents be having their kids do?
Things like taking the trash out, cleaning up from dinner, setting up for dinner, taking the dog for a walk, picking up after the dog, these types of things. Take all those chores, divide them in by the number of kids that they have, and every week you have a rotating weekly chore chart where the chores switch. This makes it more communal, and I think chores are important because not only are these skills that they're going to need for life, but it teaches them how to give back to the family unit rather than continually taking from it.
Well, what do you make of the situation right now? Do you think that kids have lost their drive to work hard?
You know, I really don't. I think that this new generation of teens is coming through is a very motivated generation. You know, I call them Generation M, the multimedia hungry multitaskers. You know, these are the kids that can, you know, be doing homework while downloading stuff on iTunes, while working on a Word document and texting somebody at the same time. I think that this generation is hungry, and I think they're going to be able to be really successful down the line.
But a lot of people look at that, and they see these kids tweeting and texting and playing video games and all that, and they think we are in big trouble.
Yeah, you know, and there are those teens that fall prey to that. Their intention is completely taken away from what they want. But if you go back to working before you play, even those teens, if they put all the electronics and you unplug them for a little bit to focus on getting their stuff done and reward them afterwards, can be really successful as well.
Now, let me just push back against you a little on a personal level here. I mean, I consider myself a hard worker. I get up at 3:45 in the morning. I work long hours. But I didn't grow up doing chores. I didn't really have an allowance. I just happened to come from a big family, I guess, and felt that I needed to fend for myself in a way. What do you make of that circumstance?
Well, I think that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is if everything's not handed to you, you do feel a need in a sense that you've got to go out there and get after it for yourself. And I think that's part of what we need to start early, because parents need to look at this situation like, you know, their job, especially as their kids start hitting high school, is to get them ready for the real world. And it's bring in a real world mentality in so that they can go out there and thrive. One of those is not doing everything for them, really allowing them to make mistakes and to fail so that they have the initiative and the drive within them to go out there and want to do it for themselves.
Now, what about you? You've got a pretty interesting story. You earned a PhD at age 26. How did you develop your work ethic?
You know, I think everybody has to keep their eye on the prize. I knew ultimately, even from a kid, that, you know, I want to be successful in life. I don't want to be dependent on my parents. You know, I want to be able to go out there and establish myself with whatever job that I go after. And I think it's really important for people to have perseverance, to be that emotional and mental fighter. When life gets tough, you get tougher, because there's a lot of adversity in life. And if you've got that kind of mental attitude, it helps you really overcome a lot.
Well, and you've dealt with some adversity yourself.
Absolutely. When I was born, I had to have my right foot amputated, so I learned to walk with a prosthetic leg. Dealt with a lot of social adversity with kids teasing early on. Fortunately, I was blessed with athletic ability and went on to play Division I football. And, you know, now I'm, you know, training for triathlons.
Wow.
And things like this. But life gives you whatever you're going to get, and it's really how you react and respond to it that makes all the difference.
Dr. Jerry Weichmann is an adolescent psychologist with the Hoag Neurosciences Institute. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.